Well, it's been a time for me of giving thanks and praise to God. I want to thank you for your prayers, cards, and sentiments of well-wishing and so on. And just a reminder from Scripture that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And you see the outcome, and so you can make the conclusion for yourselves. But I was blessed to have a wonderful surgeon, Dr. Palmer, who prayed with me and shared in prayer together before the surgery, and the whole team there at EAMC was just really marvelous, worked seamlessly together, anticipated everything that was needed, and everything is just a real blessing. I just found myself just overflowing with gratitude and humility for what has been accomplished, and I guess I have 2 weeks of just finishing off the healing. The nurse told me, I think it was Friday, said that, the healing on the outside is there, but it takes a few more weeks for everything to kind of reconnect on the inside. But I'm just happy. Not quite ready for the Snoopy dance, but just happy. Well, how blessed we are to have our Lord and Savior and to know Him as the Good Shepherd. That I believe because the one who writes this psalm was himself a shepherd. A Psalm of David is the title that is there for the 23rd Psalm. I think that's perhaps important because a Psalm of David reminds us of David as the shepherd boy. And I think for him to say these words, to put this together in this beautiful, poetic and yet truthful way, is saying a lot. David as a shepherd, recalling that shepherds in Jesus' time, David now living, several hundred years prior to that, but I'm suspecting the general, cultural associations with shepherds somewhat similar. That to be a shepherd was really kind of one of the lowest strata, kind of jobs in society. I don't want to kind of make any parallels today because that would perhaps be unfortunate, but shepherds not that highly regarded. And yet David, in having sheep and caring for them, writes these beautiful words, "The Lord is my shepherd." It's a way of David saying, I acknowledge myself as a sheep. A sheep. Now, sheep have been described in any number of ways. I don't think anybody has said something like sly as a sheep or clever as a sheep or any of those other kind of things. No, the associations with sheep are usually kind of on the lower side of things, not too bright perhaps, and things of that nature. But the relationship that is there is there because of the dependence of the sheep. If sheep are anything, they depend upon the shepherd. They have need of the shepherd for protection, for nurture, for healing, for guidance, for direction. And all of these David knows. And he knows by experience from his own connection with the sheep. That's a way of saying, I love the sheep. I think perhaps the closest connection we might have with this bond today is perhaps, our pets. The way that we have an animal or so around the house and have this relationship and a reminder of the dependence. Water and food, exercise, entertainment, all the rest that comes with that comes from this bond that is there. And as we're attentive to the needs of that animal and care for that animal and so on, the relationship is there and trust is there, and we receive back what many have described as an unconditional love from that connection and that bond. Part of my experience this week has been with my shepherd of sorts, my surgeon, laying out clearly kind of expectations for me. He spoke of what would take place and then what would to expect after. And he says, you know, we are going to be coming around to the room. We're not sure. I can't tell you at this point what time your surgery will be, but we'll be coming around to the room to get you out of bed the day of surgery. And initially, that's kind of a, huh? You know, are you sure? Kind of thing. But to have that word kind of projected or cast into the story before it occurred, I think really helped to prepare me for that moment in which they then came by the room and said, okay, now let's try to get out of bed. And so it was that, you know, with the walker and so on, you make those first, you know, haltering kind of steps down the hall and gratefully back to the bed. But the leadership that is there is so helpful in the receiving of the experience, you know, the projection of this is how it's going to be and this is okay are so helpful then when the moment comes to kind of carry that out and to fulfill the expectations are also a rewarding a moment, but recognizing that all came from the outside in. I can assure you, I was in no way thinking, well, I can't wait to get out of my bed and take my first steps, you know. But to have the expectation come from another to say, the assurance to say that this will be okay, this will be good for you, I'm confident you can do this, then creates the moment in which you find yourself there, and by golly, you're trucking along. So a shepherd is important and necessary for us in life, and our Savior fills that role for us, Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Look then to the way that our Good Shepherd is principally described. He is the Good Shepherd because he simply lays down his life for the sheep. That is the one essential quality that qualifies but also establishes him as our good shepherd. Good in a beautiful, loving, whole, and complete way because he lays down his life for the sheep. Now, David knew these moments in his tender youth as a shepherd boy. He spoke of them in times of battle when he met Saul and Goliath, the Philistine giant, is there crying out. And David relays his account as a shepherd boy, and he says, now, you know, when the lion or the bear came to take one of the sheep, I called upon the name of my God. And I grabbed my weapon and I attacked that lion or that bear. And God gave me the victory, David told Saul. And today, he says, he will give the victory to me over that giant Goliath who is screaming out blasphemous things against these people of God. So the shepherd is there in this way of giving himself for the sheep clearly. A moment in which the greater is willing to sacrifice himself completely for the sake or the good or the needs of the lesser. David for the sheep, Jesus for us. And that, I believe, is what establishes the bond between the sheep and the shepherd. The greater laying down his life for the lesser. And by that means, the parable or the analogy completely breaks down. Because as the account continues into the New Testament here, we find that sheep are becoming like the shepherd. And we know physically that's an impossibility. But by virtue of the relationship and the experience or the encounter of the care and the affection of the shepherd, the sheep find themselves being drawn to him and then in and through their lives exuding, you know, giving back, pouring out that which they have received from their proximity with Jesus. So we notice with Peter, a great transformation taking place in the book of Acts. Peter, that one who had said, "Lord, I will never deny you. I'm willing to die with you." And a few short moments later, almost in this outer body kind of experience, looks in and hears himself say, "I don't know the man. I don't know what you're talking about. I tell you with a curse, I don't know the man." And then Jesus looking to him and Peter being run through the heart and say, "Oh, there I meet myself." Peter realizing how he longed to be a shepherd, but in fact was sheep in need of the shepherd. And so in the resurrection times and appearances that come, Jesus makes a clear point. Tell the disciples and Peter, I'm going ahead of you into Galilee. I will meet you all there. And then Peter is restored. "Peter, do you love me? Do you love my sheep?" "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Peter's grieved that he's asked those three times. But in those three times, Jesus is embracing him with words and saying, "Peter, you are restored to your place as my disciple. You're restored in relationship and in connection with me." And it's this very same Peter then who shows the compassion of our Savior upon one who is lame, can't walk, and says, let me find my place. Other page. "It is by the name of Jesus of Nazareth, whom you crucified," consider the crowd he's talking to, "whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man now stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, but which has become the cornerstone." Peter, telling the very ones who had crucified his Lord, his Savior, his Good Shepherd, "You crucified him, but God raised him from the dead." See the transformation of character in that moment. This man who would flee and with only a thought for himself, suddenly speaking to the crucifiers of our Savior and challenging them, "You crucified him, but God raised him from the dead." And there he proclaims the marvelous news. Marvelous news that we can hardly fathom to comprehend. Our Savior, Jesus the Christ, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered, died, was buried, and is risen again, and now lives. And the challenge for us is to believe this name, to believe this word, this act of God, and then receiving that moment, love like the Good Shepherd loves. So we turn to the gospel. We turn to 1 John 3, verse 23. "And this is his command, to believe in the name of Jesus, of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commands us." Bringing the two together, believing in the name of Jesus and the power of the glorified, risen Son of God to accomplish all exceeding beyond our wildest imagination. The resurrection and the power of the resurrection there for the church and the people of God. And then that power working in lives, commanding to love as the sacrificing Savior has loved. That is, for the sheep to become like the shepherd and to give of their lives for the good of others. This is the miracle and the wonder that transforms the earth. It's the solution to to the problems that we face in politics, in social science, and all around the economy, the whole bit. People loving one another as Christ has loved them, freely saying, Jesus, the Father loves me because I have laid down my life for the sheep. And the opportunity for us then, receiving that mystery and that wonder, God's loving embrace of us in and through Christ, and the miracle of his substitution, his sacrifice of himself for us, to say, wow, am I not then free in life to give, to pour out my life for the good of others, entrusting my well-being, my future, my present, all into the hands of my good and gracious God. And know, he's got this. Even through the dark valley, he's got this. Beyond my wildest expectation, my Lord, my God, he is the good shepherd. He's got each of us in his loving hands, and he blesses us with this moment that as we receive of his bounty, his care and his compassion, somehow the sheep become like the shepherd. Oh, that we may rise to such a beautiful prospect and moment that we willingly give our lives for the good of others in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen.